Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are reading Daniel chapter 3, verses 24 through 26. Verse 24 reads, "Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and spake, and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth, and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire." Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 3, verses 24 through 26. Now here is the sense of it. Yea, here is the understanding of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. Nebuchadnezzar was watching the proceedings intently from a safe distance. As he peered into the furnace, probably through the lower opening, what he saw amazed him. The Bible says he was astonished. The men who had been tied up were walking around in the furnace, unbound. And instead of seeing three men in the furnace, he saw four. And he said the fourth was like a son of the gods. This one was probably the pre-incarnate Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. Though Nebuchadnezzar did not know of the Son of God, he did recognize that the person appearing with the three looked supernatural. Nebuchadnezzar approached as near as he dared to the opening of the furnace so that his command could be heard. He ordered the three to come out of the fiery furnace and to approach him. In giving this order, he called them servants of the Most High God. Thus, Nebuchadnezzar recognized that the God these three faithfully served is truly God, the Most High God, meaning above all of his little g-gods. The term the Most High, the highest God, or the Most High occurs 13 times in the book of Daniel, more than in any other book except Psalms. Of those 13 occurrences, 7 pertain to Nebuchadnezzar and 2 to Belshazzar. The other 4 are in chapter 7. This was a remarkable admission by Nebuchadnezzar. Up to then, he had believed that his Babylonian little g-gods were superior to Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, though he had once acknowledged the greatness of Yahweh, Daniel's God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's God. After all, he had taken captives from Judah and vessels from the Jews' temple, but his little g-gods could not deliver anyone alive from a fiery furnace. As the three had predicted, their God, Yahweh, was able to deliver them from the fiery furnace. Though the king recognized the unusual nature of Yahweh, he did not acknowledge him as his God. Now, here is the sense of it, if you will, the understanding of it from the Matthew Henry Bible commentary, which is more devotional. Let Nebuchadnezzar heat his furnace as hot as he can. A few minutes will finish the torment of those cast into it, but hell fire tortures and yet does not kill. Those who worshiped the beast and his image have no rest, no pause, no moment free from pain. My God, may he help everybody who has not trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. Now was fulfilled in the letter that great promise, when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, leaving it to that God who preserved them in the fire to bring them out. They walked up and down in the midst, supported and encouraged by the presence of none other than the Son of God, Jesus the Christ. Those who suffer for Christ have his presence in their sufferings, even in the fiery furnaces of life and in the valley of the shadow of death. Nebuchadnezzar owns them for servants of the Most High God, a God able to deliver them out of his hand. It is our God only is the consuming fire. Could we but see into the eternal world, we should behold the persecuted believer safe from the malice of his foes, while they are exposed to the wrath of God and tormented in unquenchable fire. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day and pray without ceasing to God Almighty for wisdom, to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God have raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6